Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome back to another edition of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins of Your Health Unbound, and today I'm excited to have with me Shasta Levine. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Shasta is a specialist in integrated body work. She's been practicing massage and body work as a licensed massage therapist for over 19 years. She received her degree as a holistic health practitioner from Mueller College of Holistic Studies in San Diego, California. Shasta has studied Tunai acupressure techniques in Beijing, China, Lomi Lomi, which is Hawaiian massage, in Maui, and is fully body certified in active release technique. Her mission is to help people eliminate pain, optimize mobility through movement, and support the health and well-being of her clients. She focuses on the whole body, from the foundation to the crown, and educates her clients in the importance of the mind-body connection. Shasta is the host of an annual virtual pain summit called the Freedom from Pain Masterclass, helping bring global experts' knowledge and wisdom to all those who have chronic pain. She hopes to be able to provide as many tools as possible to help people break free from chronic pain and take back their active lifestyles. Welcome, Shasta.
Thank you for having me, Angela.
It is so great having you here. And I just want to dive in. We have so many great things to talk about. I want to get right off the bat. Just tell me about what inspired you to become a holistic health practitioner.
Well, I was always interested in arts and massage being an art. I was very, very gravitated towards that. I wanted to see and have others see the body as a whole. So I not only did I want to do and learn the body work part of it and the massage, which feels good, especially when you're getting it when you're learning too. But not only that, is I wanted to bring the mind-body connection all together. So that's why I've studied various different modalities, including Reiki, so that I could be the best practitioner I could for my clients, my family, and my friends. So my son has autism. He's on the autistic spectrum. So it's very important. Sensory stuff is very important to him. So I massage him a lot. And I really just enjoy what I do.
That's excellent. That's great. I'd really like to understand what your approach is to body work as a massage therapist.
So when clients come to me, I like to start from the foundation up. So oftentimes,
describe what you mean to me by the foundation. Many people don't understand the background of massage. They may have gotten it, but they don't really know from your perspective what is the foundation.
Right. So for foundation, in my terms, I like to start at the feet, because that's, I see people in my office for a variety of reasons, and chronic pain being a huge one of them. And, you know, thousands of years ago, when we didn't sit at desks and create all this chronic pain from either repetitive motion or just being in a fixated position for too long of a period of time, you know, we used to move a lot. So we don't move as frequently as we should be anymore. And so I look at people when they even just are walking up to me, to my studio, and I see the way they're walking, and you can see imbalances. You can even tell by looking at someone's hips if their one leg is longer than the other. So what I mean by foundation is I kind of watch how they're walking, and then I create, we can start by unraveling and them telling me and taking them down the rabbit hole on what's going on with them, while why they're there, because I do more therapeutic body work. I don't do the just the Swedish massage that's very nice, but I do more therapeutic integrated body work because I want to get the individual to a better state of health. So I'm focusing on their feet. We do stretches. I show them how to do foam rolling. We talk about their activities. We talk about their work and their environment. And then we talk about a little bit about their emotions too, because that has a really big state of, you know, plays a really big role in this state of mind that a person's in, as well as how they are in the world. So
that is so true. I have to agree with you 100%. That mind body connection. And I can see how, from your perspective, we're working with the body so intimately that getting the client to understand the connection with their mind is very important.
Yeah. And so sometimes it starts, for me, it's helpful sometimes to tell them from the ground up rather than the mind down, because right. A lot of them are so disconnected that they don't see the connection until you kind of take, you know, unravel it for them and show them how the mind body connection can be very strong and how it is, how it's pertaining to them.
So go a little bit more into that, because you're emphasizing the importance of the massage to your health and as the well-being to the mind and body connected. So to go a little more in depth than that, and really if you could explore how you try to put those pieces together with your client would be helpful.
Sure. So when they come in and they tell me that they're stressed, well, not only can they express that verbally, but it also shows in their muscular and structure of their body. So you can actually feel the tightness and tension in the tissues related to massage. So it's helpful, obviously, to relax during a massage session. Sometimes I go a little deep in areas that need the more deeper tissue work, but otherwise it can be deep tissue work but yet still relaxing. I'm not there to bring them to a threshold of pain. I'm there to help ease some of their pain as well as getting them into that calm state of mind. So the two come together on the table a lot. and it's helpful as far as their overall health. Massage is very good through the circulatory system, for the lymphatic system. It's very good even structurally, because you can help to release some muscles that are maybe pulling on the structure of the body and keeping them in a bad postured state, or just bringing awareness of their posture and how they need to be sitting and exercise. You're kind of bringing it all together for mm-hmm. them.
Wow. So it sounds like to me you're doing not only just the physical manipulation to get, you know, help people release pain. And I'm certain that after as many years experience as you have, you're able to feel that threshold where they're going to go from having just a pleasurable sensation of massage to an excessive amount where it causes pain. And you're able to temper that because you now understand the body so well. But in addition, you're able to bring them through that connection with their mind. That is just, I think that's awesome to be able to connect that while they're on the table. That's pretty good.
It is awesome, and especially when I have the client actually acknowledge that on the, you know, themselves. But yes, you know, as much experience or for as long as I've been doing body work, it is an art, and I can intuitively feel what their body is telling me. So it's nice to not have to always be checking in with the client, because it's like if you're just checking in all the time with them, you're kind of disconnecting yourself and you're not really staying in tune to that client and what they need. And I really do try to stay in tune with the client.
Well, I imagine with all the different modalities you have, like with Reiki and everything, you are really getting the energy from the client and it's passing back and forth between you. So you're feeling what they need, and they're giving the sensations back to you so you can keep adjusting correctly.
Correct.
That's awesome. So I know you must work with people that come in with specific injuries, and there must be some commonalities between them. So what do you do with these common injuries that many clients might bring in? What kind of techniques are most effective?
Well, active release technique actually plays a big role in this, because oftentimes people come into my office and they have repetitive motion style injury or cumulative injury from either stagnation or just, sitting too long. And what I mean by repetitive motion style injuries is people who, play tennis or play golf a lot, they get the tennis elbow or the golfer's elbow. Or people who sit at a computer and they're typing a lot tend to get the carpal tunnel syndrome, or they might even travel all the way up to the neck and get compartment syndrome in that like triangle area of the neck that has very very sensitive muscles right there. But so they come in with these injuries, and they've, went to their doctor, and their doctor has prescribed physical therapy or possibly a pain reliever. But not only that, they've diagnosed them with myofasciitis, which is a very broad term. So
it's sort of just an inflammation of the fascia.
Right.
Yeah.
But it can go, oftentimes that is the case, but oftentimes it's deeper into the actual fibers of the muscles. So anything that's repetitive, you're going to have different textures. So you're going to have different textures of the muscle. Ropiness is kind of how it starts out. And that's where you're in kind of slight to moderate pain, like you notice it, but you're going to continue on because you have to do your job or you want to play your sport. So there's the ropiness part of it, and then it goes into more of a almost like a guitar string. Sometimes you can the fibers of the muscles will actually get to the guitar string type texture, and then beyond that they get fibrotic enough that they turn into what feels like leather. Which are
and
never
you
good.
You can determine all this from just the touch.
You determine that from the depth of actually where you're going into the muscle so that you can feel the fibers. But not only that, you kind of, they show you where their pain is, and then you correlate, well, what muscles they're using. And from that, we can get a prescription basically for active release to help bring specific in the muscle. You're going to bring depth tension to the muscle in a relaxed position, then you're going to bring it into its active position, and with that you're bringing blood flow into the area to help unwind and bring oxygen to that muscle that's been strangled. So
by active release, what I'm trying to understand about active release, so is it bringing more oxygen into the tissue? Is that what active release is?
Right. It's bringing more oxygen and blood flow into the tissue.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear. I know myself because for years I worked in the IT industry. You're on a computer all the time. I had what was an ulnar neuropathy. It came down the outside rather than carpal tunnel on the inside of your hand with your thumb and your forefinger. This was on the outside of my arm with my pinky and ring finger, and they would just go dead. And I know part of the treatment was massage. We did physical therapy. We did, nerve conduction, all that stuff. But I found going back for massage kept the blood flow, and I guess it could have been active release or what. At the time, I didn't know. You're the first person I've talked to about active release. I didn't realize that was what it was doing. It was opening it back up so the blood could flow back in, and that sensation of numbness would go away. So I can see how important that technique is just from my own experience, and that must have been what my massage therapist was doing. So thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, it's definitely helps to repair the tissue. Essentially.
So what other kind of things do you see commonly in your patients and techniques that you use on a regular basis?
So, well, you see, just you see people who come in that are highly active. So they're just tense or tight. They don't stretch maybe enough. You get people that have maybe an injury from running and they want to make sure that they can continue running. So they want to make sure they can get some blood flow back into the area to help with repairing of the injury. Those are mainly the type of people that I see in my office. You do have some people that just want relaxation. And then I do get a few people that come in for lymphatic work because maybe they've had some cancer type treatments or
that would
they've
be
had
great
cancer
to,
in the past.
That would be great to expand on because I don't know if people really understand how important it is to release the lymphatic system. I personally use a rebounder to do it if I'm not getting a massage, because massage is great, but for me to do it on a daily basis, using a rebounder helps open up that lymphatic system. Talk a little bit more about how massage helps and what it means to have those lymphatic system open and draining.
Right. So the lymphatic system lies right underneath the skin of our body. So it's a very slow moving fluid, and it's kind of it takes a lot of toxins and flushes them through the liver is primarily its function, to cleanse and clear the body of toxins. And so it's a very slow massage. It's not generally used with oil. It's not, it's more you're just activating the fluid to help pump it through to get to the different ducts that clear it through the body. All your lymphatic, all the lymph nodes are on all of the soft spots of the body. So behind the knees, you've got some up in the thyroid region, you have them in the neck, you have them on the armpits, and even, you know, right there at the crease of the arms. And then there's a variety of other lymph areas through the body. But, you know, when people get sick, you know, we often feel like swollen glands. Or say it's even something more traumatic, and people who've had like radiation therapy with cancer or chemotherapy, you really want to make sure that you're focusing on that lymph system, because you really want to flush all of that toxic stuff out of the body. You want your body to finish processing it so you can feel rejuvenated again. So the lymphatic system and lymphatic drainage massage specifically is a very light touched massage, can be done fully clothed, and is just, it can leave you very energized. It can leave you drained. I mean, it just depends on what's going on in the body. So it's very adaptogenic basically to each person.
But would you recommend it for somebody who doesn't have a serious concern, like if somebody who's gone through chemo or radiation? For the average person, would a lymphatic drainage massage be good?
Generally, yes, it would be great, because it would help. It most likely would help to energize them. So I wouldn't recommend it maybe at, like, you know, 3 or 5 o'clock at night. You maybe want to do it a little earlier in the day, because I've experienced it myself where I wasn't able to sleep that night. So although it was a great energizing feeling, it was like, oh boy, I guess I needed to do this in the morning. So
well, that's a good thing to note. So somebody who wants to have a massage that helps them feel energized, one of the tips they can take away from this is schedule it early in the morning so you get the greatest benefit for it. That's a great tip. That's something I just learned. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I really want to focus on, and I want you to tell me all about it, is you have an online event called the Freedom from Pain Masterclass that launches February 1st. And thank you very much for inviting me to be on it. So I'm really excited to hear all of the other speakers, too. I've signed up for it, and I hope everybody who's listening to this signs up for it, too. I'll have a link to it with the podcast, and they'll be able to go right to it and sign up and get on your list and get the daily emails. So tell me all about it. I really want to understand like the range of people you have and the range of topics you're discussing.
Yes, great. Thank you. And I'm very excited that you were able to participate. So it's the Freedom from Pain Masterclass, how to break free from chronic pain and take back your active lifestyle. So chronic pain being my major topic here, I've put together 26 experts. So we're launching 2 interviews a day starting February 1st. The end of it will be February 13th. And it won't be specific times, so the subscribers will be able to listen to those interviews on the day of and throughout the duration of the online masterclass. So I've got wonderful topics. I've got some soft topics that are great. I've got sound healing. I've got light healers. I have people who heal through visionary and drawing. Those are really getting onto the topics of emotional and the mental part of healing. And then we've got some awesome hard topics too that we're talking about. One being celiac disease, as well as spectrum of the autoimmune spectrum of different syndromes, such as we're covering chronic fatigue, we're covering fibromyalgia, we have people talking about Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism, we have people talking about leaky gut, which is something very new and very misunderstood and misdiagnosed right now. And it seems
we discussed this kind of in depth, that the term and thank you again for using it, the autoimmune spectrum are all those disorders that I personally believe, and I think is coming to be proven, come from the source of an impaired gut, most likely leaky gut, as we call it, for intestinal permeability. So I think this topic is a great one to discuss because I think it generates a lot of different symptoms that cause pain, like you were talking about, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. All these things are they're just so much more prevalent these days. And I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing, getting people to understand how you manage pain and how you can take back your life. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think it's just such an important point to talk about.
Yes, exactly. It is very prevalent now, and it is, you know, and a lot of people really just don't understand, but they don't see the correlation to the food that we're eating or the environment that we're in, that we've either created for ourselves or that we have no choice. But it's really creating havoc in the cells of our body. And, you know, a lot of it is bringing chronic inflammation as well, which is creating pain within the body. And so I really wanted to make sure that I covered a large amount of different topics so that people could understand the link. And a lot of it is linked to nutrition, and a lot of my experts, including yourself, you really, really do have to get vulnerable with yourself, and you really have to be honest with what food you're consuming, because a lot of it is probably causing your pain. And then we've got other wonderful topics that we're talking about as well. We've got mindset, we've got movement specialists, we've got mobility, yoga, we've got somebody talking about, an expert talking about women's hormones. So it's going to be a lot of great topics discussed, and I'm really, really excited to bring this. This is going to be my first of an annual summit, so you'll definitely see more of it online. And I'm just very excited for everyone to be able to get the opportunity. They can go on to www.freedomfrompainmasterclass.com, and you can opt in today, and you can get all this great content that I'm able to share with everyone, and great content from all of the experts and their knowledge and their wisdom. And if I could just help one person, then I'll have been successful.
I admire your tenacity with getting so many great experts together to talk about this. This is a very important subject. And if you didn't get that link, don't worry about it. It'll be with this podcast. You'll be able to click right through. You can listen to this, go directly to the Freedom from Pain Masterclass and register. And just every one of those talks is going to, you're going to find a nugget, if not more, of value in it to help you recover from chronic pain and take back your health. I thank you so much, Shasta. I think we could talk forever. I think we're on the same wavelength as far as, you know, health. You do it more from the physical body and movement, and I do it more from the internal and nutrition, but you have to put them together. You have to be a whole cohesive person. And in order to do that, you have to work the inside out and the outside in. There's no other way.
I like to say holistic with a W.
That's right. So. I actually have a doctor who has her practice that she calls it that with a W. And I'm like, how perfect is that? Holistic practice. That's just awesome. So we're going to hear a lot more from Shasta coming up on this Freedom from Pain Masterclass. And again, I invite you to click the link with this podcast. Thank you again, Shasta, so much. This has been a great discussion. I hope we have more of it in the future.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for joining me again on another episode of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins saying goodbye until next time. Join me over at yourhealthunbound.com.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.